Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Beyonce makes music history.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
At the Grammy nominations this morning, Beyonce with 11 leads the way, becoming the most nominated artist of all time with 99. Nods this year include Album, Record, and Song of the Year. Post Malone is among four other artists with 7 nominations each. A major wildfire in Southern California has now destroyed or damaged nearly 200 homes and burned more than 20,000 acres. CBS's Jonathan Vigliani.
A desperate attempt to save homes from the air and on the ground in Southern California's Ventura County. But wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour sent embers flying far and fast.
This happened so fast, we didn't have any preparation.
More than 2,000 firefighters are working tirelessly. Their priority, getting people to safety while putting out hot spots.
Overseas, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands calls it horrifying anti-Semitic violence. The Amsterdam street attack that targeted Israeli soccer fans right after a game. Reporter Lauren Comato.
Israeli football supporters were apparently attacked, abused, and pelted with fireworks at several places throughout the city. This, the police have confirmed, there were 62 arrests and there were 5 people taken to the hospital.
A pro-Palestinian demonstration near the stadium had been banned by authorities. Some of those Israeli fans have now been flown back to Israel. Security has been stepped up at Jewish institutions in Amsterdam. Here at home, the FBI, FCC, and other agencies are investigating racist text messages sent to black Americans in at least 10 states.
Greeting, David. You've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation in Atlanta.
David Williams got that one. He lives in Atlanta.
My number's not published on social media, so it has to be another way that they got my information.
Some of the messages referenced President-elect Trump. His campaign says it had nothing to do with those messages. The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, the top prosecutor in the state's largest county, and a Jackson City Council member have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges. Mayor Chakwe Lumumba released a video statement.
To be clear, I have never accepted a bribe of any type. As mayor, I have always acted in the best interest of the citizens of Jackson.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 246. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The 13-year-old that apparently attempted to enter a Kenosha elementary school with a weapon yesterday was a former student there. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss said alert staff likely helped avoid tragedy.
Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
Police say tips and other evidence started coming in as they searched for that kid yesterday. Racine County is preparing for a busy Veterans Day weekend. The celebration includes a fish fry, 5K run walk, Veterans Day Expo, and a ceremony with the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. Mac, a giraffe at the Racine Zoo, has passed away due to age-related health issues. He lived beyond the average life expectancy for a male Maasai giraffe. He's been at the zoo since 2008. And Racine's annual holiday parade is set for tomorrow, starting at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge. The event features local groups, a tree lighting ceremony, Santa, and it'll conclude with fireworks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor, so, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that six-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
A good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a three in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
And now it's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And the rest of the story from Paul Harvey is sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive. That's just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine. And the next time you're in there, please thank them for bringing us Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. Pete's group was finished. Pete knew it, the boys knew it. The only one who seemed uncertain on the subject was their agent, who now scrambled furiously to pick up the pieces from their latest and greatest failure. It had a dream audition for Decca Records. Most singing groups never see the inside of a recording studio, much less a studio that prestigious. Pete's agent had said, look, this is the big leagues. Give them a variety, some standards, some of your own stuff, too. So Pete and the boys gratefully obeyed. It had been a long, cold 10 hours in the van driving to the big city that New Year's Eve. They even got lost in a blizzard along the way, and that night after reaching their destination, Pete's group wondered about sightseeing in the snow, but all they could think about was their audition the following day and the huge career that would inevitably result from it. Pete and the boys belted 15 songs in the allotted hour on New Year's Day. Hiding their nervousness as best they could, they sang The Sheik of Araby and September in the Rain, Red Sails in the Sunset, Until There Was You. And when the session was over, they left the studio more positive than ever that they were destined for greatness. The verdict from Decca Records came almost immediately thereafter, and the answer was no. For whatever reasons, too many to enumerate, among them no talent, no originality, and groups like this are on the way out. Pete and the boys were at once brokenhearted, and their agent said, don't worry, there must be a mistake. He was right, and they'd all made it together. And that's where you met Pete's agent, scramble, pick up the pieces. He returned to Decca, demanded to meet with the head of the company's A&R department. He was shoved into a sales manager's office instead. You got to reconsider my group, the agent pleaded. The answer was still no. Give my boys a contract and I'll personally buy 3,000 copies of their first single, the agent. The answer was still no. It was at that moment that the agent realized that where Pete and the boys were concerned, the answer would always be no. But he couldn't tell them, not yet. To make it look good, he must hit all of the other important recording companies first, Columbia, HMV, Philips, Pie, and Pete's agent did, yet everywhere he went, the answer was always the same, and the answer was no. The disappointment was too much even for Pete himself. he left the group, and the dream died. Almost. For once upon a time on the last day of December in 1961, four youngsters piled into a van and plowed through a heavy snowstorm for the privilege of being supremely disappointed. But now, whenever you hear one of their songs, you may picture them roaming the frigid city streets on the brink of disillusionment. In those times before drummer Pete Best bade them goodbye and made way for Ringo. That's right. Decca, Columbia, HMV, Philips, Dye, all of those big-name recording companies unequivocally informed agent Brian Epstein that there was simply no future for a group called the Beatles. Only now you know the rest of the story.
That is so cool. That's why I love Paul Harvey. The Beatles were the rest of the story on WRJN. And speaking of the Beatles, here you go.
Thank you. what's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
It's right here, WRJN, the Zombies. It's the time of the season, which was a great Halloween song last week. So it's like you can never go bad with a group called the Zombies. Right, Dick?
That's right.
All right.
Maybe we'll do them soon.
Oh, there you go. Uncle Dick, with Uncle Dick's picks for this week, what do you got for me?
Well, the other night, I'm enjoying a couple adult beverages with my brother from another mother, Kurt, and we're knocking around ideas for this week's segment. We asked, what is the ultimate one-hit wonder? I think I've got it. Danny Zager and Rick Evans meet at a Nebraska University in 1962. They form a band named the Eccentrics. They perform locally until their drummer is drafted to go to Vietnam in 1965. They disband until 1968. The band reunites as Zager and Evans starts writing and looking for a new record company. After being signed by RCA Records, Rick Evans brings out a song he wrote in 1964 and first recorded in 1968. RCA loves it. They want to record and release it immediately. In June of 1969, they release In the Year 2525. As a single, for me, I was 11 years old, and the lyrics enchanted me, haunted me, and to be honest, scared me a little. It's only took 3 weeks on the radio to reach number one on the Billboard Top 100.
Wow.
In those 3 weeks, Zager and Evans recorded and released the album 2525. The single is number one for 6 weeks, and the album peaks at number 30. During its six-week run, at number one, America Lands on the Moon, and the Woodstock Music Festival makes history. Sales of the original recording are over 4 million in America, and estimated over 10 million worldwide. Wow.
Mm.
Now, what solidifies 2525 as a top one-hit wonder? Over the next 3 years, Zager and Evans dropped 3 albums. None chart in the top 100. They also release 5 singles. Not only do they not chart in the top 100, most of them are never even heard on the radio. Yikes. Rick Evans passes in February of 2018. He was 75. Denny Zager is reported to be building custom guitars for his shop in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm planning a westbound road trip for next spring.
Yeah.
You can bet I'm driving through Lincoln, Nebraska, looking for Zager's custom guitar shop. Okay, Cindy, this week it's easy. There's only one song we can play in the year 2525. I love this song. That's it for November 8th, 2024.
2525, if man is still alive. If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the
In the year 2525, a true one-hit wonder. But wow, if you're going to do a one-hit wonder, man, that song is still getting played today and will all the way up to 7510, right? In the year. Anyway, tomorrow we got some beautiful weather, which makes it really awesome for the downtown Christmas parade and the tree lighting, which kicks off at 5:30. Tomorrow, State Bridge, State and Main. That's where all the fun is going to start as far as the Christmas parade. Great weather for it this year. So bands will be down there. It's just going to be a blast. A little taste of the holiday season without the freezing to death, which it's always good, right? It's always good.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring a new Kringle creation, Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle. Has a homemade butterscotch filling that's layered with O&H's bourbon-infused caramel pudding. It has a delicious topping of buttery streusel and a honey glaze infused with a touch of oak essence. It is sensational. So get one this week. Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
The
Badgers.
Feeds Max. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I don't know where.
Loveless is WRJN. No Packer football. It's a bye week. Next week, I'll be with the Bears. What are we going to do? Oh, wait. I guess there's other football teams on there, Vikings in particular. The other news, of course, no high school football tonight. Oh, my gosh. I have to actually stay home, sit in the front room, and talk to my husband. What? Alrighty. So, but Sunday, you'll hear Badger basketball here on WRJN. Appalachian State takes on Wisconsin 10 a.m., and you can listen to it live right here on 1400 a.m., 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha. Now we join Stuart J. Waddles, Radio News Park.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building. Racine County is gearing up for a packed Veterans Day weekend. The celebration begins with a classic fish fry and bingo tonight, followed by a Memorial 5K run walk and the Veterans Day Expo event tomorrow. Monday's events include a Veterans Day ceremony and the dedication of a POW/MIA chair of honor. And the Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Mac the giraffe. The towering attraction died due to age-related health issues, including arthritis. Mac arrived at the zoo in 2008 and celebrated his 19th birthday this past August, surpassing the average life expectancy for the male Maasai giraffe. Zoo officials are expressing their sadness over his loss, highlighting the joy he brought to visitors over the years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Show me and tell me that you feel the same.
Miserable day. Put on Marvin Gaye and feel good about life again. Thank you, Marvin Gaye. What an awesome performer. Local news, timeless is WRJN. Now we're going to go into a 3.9 jam.
The devil's a moving the mountain that got in the way.
Dan and Dean in Surf City right here on WRJN. We have sports. We have news with the sports bye week. Packer taking a bye week this week. They'll be back on November 17th. Taking on the Bears, but you'll hear it live on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha. And Packer football is brought to us by the Lanes on 20. It's a perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards so you can go there and eat some delicious prime rib. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. As the colder months approach, treat yourself to a warm and cozy dessert. Enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven, topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Or embrace the season with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect for the chilly days ahead. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
A man, babe. Then we
And local news and timeless hits. They're back at WRJN. Tell a friend. And I want to say hi to my buddies, Todd, Ken, Robin. You guys rock. I'm going to play you a song just because the Grassroots are so awesome. And because they were our artist of record a week ago. Sooner or later,
love is gone.
Refreshed. WRJN.
That's the same Turtles that have the Happy Together tour. Yeah. She'd Rather Be With Me. Those were their two big giant hits, Happy Together and that song for the Turtles. And they'll be at the Wisconsin State Fair next year as well. A whole bunch of their other friends. We'll talk about that later. Because right now, we got sports with Mike Clemens coming up. Stuart J. Waddles with local news. CBS National News all just minutes away. Right now, it's the Temptations on WRJN.
It's day through my window. I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. New information's just emerged in a thwarted plot to try